This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Authorities say a New Mexico State police officer was killed in a shooting along a highway today before a chase ended 30 miles away with a suspect dead and a Las Cruces police officer wounded. State police said one of its officers was shot in Luna County between Las Cruces and Deming in a confrontation along Interstate 10 in southern New Mexico. They said multiple agencies then pursued the suspect's vehicle to the Las Cruces area before there was an exchange of gunfire. The suspect was killed and a Las Cruces police officer was shot. The officer was taken to a hospital in El Paso with injuries that were not life-threatening. That's according to a Las Cruces police spokesman. The names of the dead and wounded weren't immediately released, as state police said they had limited information and two separate shooting scenes to investigate. The Las Cruces Police Department closed the interstate near the shooting scene and told drivers to use a different route until the investigation had been completed. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has ordered all flags at state buildings lowered to half-staff from tomorrow to Tuesday to honor the state police officer killed in the line of duty. New Mexico's largest teachers union is opposing legislation that would extend the school year to make up for learning that was lost during the coronavirus pandemic. Children are facing unprecedented setbacks amid online instruction, and court rulings are pressuring state leaders to improve student outcomes, which were some of the worst in the nation even before the virus hit. Two programs offer state funding to extend elementary school calendars by 25 days and upper grades by 10 days. Teachers who are normally unpaid during summer months effectively get a 6% to 14% raise when they participate. Union leaders and lawmakers agree that extended learning is good for students, but only a third of school districts participated in the programs in the 2019-2020 school year. During the pandemic, participation fell even further among elementary school programs, leaving over $100 million allocated by the legislature unused. School officials say teachers often don't want to work the extra days and cite staffing as the primary challenge to offering extended learning. Union leaders say their members need a break after a stressful year and don't want districts cutting into vacation time. A U.S. Air Force court-martial panel sentenced a 22-year-old Kirtland Air Force Base airman to 5 years in a military prison on convictions stemming from a 2019 crash in Albuquerque that killed a pedestrian. Airman First Class Calvin Cooper was sentenced yesterday after being convicted Tuesday of involuntary manslaughter, negligent homicide, and reckless driving in the death of Angelica Baca. The 39-year-old woman was standing in a median and waiting to finish crossing a street when she was killed instantly when struck by Cooper's speeding car. Baca's mother, Rhonda Henson, said the conviction and sentencing would provide some closure. Cooper apologized in court and asked to be allowed to remain in the Air Force, but his sentence includes a discharge from the service for bad conduct. However, the military court panel denied the prosecution's request for a dishonorable discharge for Cooper, who could have been sentenced to up to 11 years in prison. This is KUNM.